It's time for Speaking Psychologically. Dr. John, how are you?
Well, I'm really good. Great, great time of year, getting ready for football. Days are still beautiful, so this is a great time to be alive, great time to be in Lansing.
All right, Dr. John sends me possible topics to talk about. He sent me an email as we get ready for the little angels to return to school. Let me tell you, my 10 and 8-year-olds, I don't know if I describe them as angels, but it's now the time to go back to school, and especially for those kids maybe going to kindergarten, maybe going from elementary to middle school or middle school to high school or even high school to college. There's a lot of stress and strain and anxiety there, isn't there, Dr. John?
Well, there really is, and anxiety can be a killer, as we know. It's something that can really stop people in their tracks. It can make people nervous, anxious. They get a lot of the physical symptoms, you know, the perspiration, the headaches, upset stomach, rapid heartbeat. And when that hits, it can really completely slow a person down. It can relate to academics. It can relate to meeting new people, new challenges, new whatever it might be. And that's, again, one of the roles of parents, trying to prepare the, quote, little angels, whether it's kindergarten, second grade, third grade, 10th grade, and even off to college, because college kids have the same issues.
All right, so how do we help people deal with this? And another thing you could think about is adults who are returning to school for the first time, maybe being around kids who are 15, 20 years younger than them. So from the kids to the adults, how do we deal with that anxiety?
Well, I think the first thing to do is get a lay of the land. I mean, figure out what are the expectations. What are you going to have to do? And then I think you start working at really being prepared, being ready. I mean, if it's going to be testing, the best thing to do is find out what's the testing procedure, what's going to be expected within the class. Then prepare, be ready, and try to get rest before you're taking tests or you're having to present or do certain activities, and just get a good lay of the land. And if you're a parent, what you have to do is talk to teachers, let them know if you have a child who's particularly anxious or worried about things, even though they'll certainly pick that up. And even look at the possibility of accommodations, you know, if the person might need a little more time on tests, if the person might need a little more encouragement, if the person might need cues, you know, let them know, you know, just get prepared, we're going to be doing something here in a short time. So that's kind of a combination of the person themselves gearing themselves up, preparing, sorting out. And, of course, as a parent, we try to help our child do that. And if we're older, we have to start working on some of those things ourselves, of course. And, of course, the vigilant, caring parent wants to start checking, working with school personnel. Like, we actually had our first call on test anxiety. That's what brought this topic to my mind, Tony. And it was someone called, what's going to happen? My child's going to get nervous. This was a junior high student going into junior high with the parent. I just said, basically, you know, find out what's expected, talk to some of the teachers, have your child talk to some of the teachers, and really be prepared, and just try to be calm, and just don't worry about everything. Realize when you worry too much, you cram too much, you're not going to do as well. Easier said than done, but those are the things that people have to work at.
And Dr. John, I can remember when my wife and my youngest were going into new buildings and my wife was returning to school. And what we did is we went to those buildings. We walked by their classrooms. My wife was a little bit nervous about where she parks. So we did all that, and we went there. And I think that familiarity really helped both of those to adapt a lot quicker.
Well, I'll tell you a funny thing brings to my mind when our son, John, who's now a PhD psychologist, by the way, works with me in Eaton County, when he started kindergarten, my wife was so worried about how he was going to do that when he was taken to school over here at St. Thomas, she kind of waited around and then looked in the window, and she was happy. He seemed to be doing terrific. But then she was a little upset, too, because she liked to see him is really needing her. So sometimes the kids, I mean, really adapt and do better than the parents. So sometimes when we talk about the anxiety of the parent, or excuse me, of the child, we're really talking about the anxiety of the parent. And that's good, too. If you're a little anxious and You know, nothing wrong with that, because, you know, there's the good anxiety, which is enough to kind of fire you up a bit, get you prepared to do your best, whether it's football, sports, or getting along with people. But then there's the negative when it starts getting into a lot of the physical symptoms and you just really can't function effectively.
And I think the key thing there is the preparation, especially when it comes to test taking or if you're going to play in a game. If you're prepared and you studied and you know what you're supposed to do, that's got to take away some of the stress and strain.
That is really critical, Tony.
All right, Dr. John Braccio from East Lansing. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend.